This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 2983 for Wednesday, the 8th of January 2020. Today's show is entitled My Phone. It is hosted by Jezra and is about 8 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is New Linux E in my pocket.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Time zone appropriate greeting to you, HPR listener. My name is Jezra, and today's episode is about my phone. Phone is probably a bad word for me to use to refer to my phone, because I don't consider my phone to be a telephone. To me, it is a pocket computer that I use to do computery things. All of my computers run some form of Linux, and my pocket computer is no exception. However, being such a fan of GNU Linux, it is important to me to get that same experience of those GNU tools on my pocket computer. So here we go. My phone currently is a Google Pixel XL. It is device name Marlin. When choosing a pocket computer, there are two firm requirements that I have. One, the device needs to work on the Verizon network. No other provider can get a signal to where I live. Therefore, I'm stuck with Verizon. Verizon doesn't have the greatest signal, but horrible signal is better than no signal. The second requirement is a user unlockable bootloader. Most computers come with a lousy operating system that needs to be replaced. For example, laptops and desktops typically ship with Microsoft Windows. The best way to improve the operating system is to remove Windows and install some sort of GNU Linux. Pocket computer is no different. If the device ships with Android pre-installed, then there is a bunch of bloat and, one might say, spyware for Google that is also installed on that device. And if I own a device, it is in my best interest to put the operating system on it of my choosing. My phone is running Lineage OS version 16. Lineage OS version 16 is based on Android version 9. However, when I install Lineage, I do not install any of the Google apps, because I don't need them and they provide no value to me. What I do install, first and foremost, is FDroid. FDroid is a free open source software repository. And just about everything else that I use on my phone comes through FDroid. For example, Fennec, which is Firefox for mobile. My preferred browser on the desktop is Firefox. My preferred browser in my pocket computer is Firefox. Wow, fancy that. Aside from Firefox for browsing, I also install OpenCamera. I find it to be an improvement on the default camera that ships with the Lineage operating system. I also install SkyMap, which is an application that will tell me which stars are which, where the planets are, that sort of thing, because I spend a lot of time outside under the stars and I'd like to know what is up above me. SatStat is another application that I use frequently. It allows me to view all of the sensor data on my pocket computer. That is, it will display altitude, direction, angle, tilt, the signal strength for CDMA, GSM, LTE. Always important to know when signal strength is weak, what one's signal strength actually is. Getting readings that say, oh, I have one bar of signal means absolutely nothing. But if one can say, oh, I have negative 116 decibels of signal, then that is a bit more accurate. And certainly not least, from F-Droid, I installed Termux. Termux is a terminal emulator and Linux environment. That is to say, not only does Termux emulate the terminal, but Termux provides apt package management for a plethora of GNU Linux software. Using Termux, I will apt install Ruby, rsync, ImageMagick, and whatever else I need should the need arise. As I take pictures with my phone, pocket computer, whatever, camera. Yeah, it's a camera. When I take pictures with my pocket camera that is also a GNU Linux device, I back up those images locally to a server in my home using rsync. I open up the Termux terminal and run a shell script that I wrote that backs up the images. I also have a script in there to back up, using rsync, recordings from audio recorder. There's also a script to back up screenshots. Aside from installing applications using F-Droid, there are certain utilities that are web-based, and I use those through Firefox and have bookmarks on the phone's home screen that launch that utility. Two that I use most often are radio.jezra.net. That is an audio player for the public radio stations I listen to most often. And twilock.jezra.net. That is a Twilight computing clock. Really, it's just a fancy SVG based on where one is geographically, and it uses GPS coordinates to determine when sunrise and sunset will be. Very useful to have if you are on a farm and need to know when is sunset today, because I gotta put the sheep in. For transferring files off of the device, mostly I am using rsync in some sort of shell script. To transfer files to the phone, I typically use Bluetooth if going from another mobile device to the phone. If I need to get music onto the phone, I will always use a cable and connect the phone directly to my laptop and then transfer files directly into the music folder. When non-music files need to be transferred onto the phone from a desktop, a simple server is run on the desktop that will provide access to a directory on that desktop. Then I open up Firefox and enter in the URL bar the host name of the machine that is then serving the files. In this way, I can edit a video or image on my desktop using very robust tools and then transfer that image onto my phone for deploying to wherever I need it to go. And that, in a nutshell, is how I got the most GNU Linux experience out of an Android device. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. ECHA Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.